T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number 2 of our broadcast coming up. I'm going to share with you my misadventures yesterday that in some way worked out for the best. First, and I'm eager to hear your stories of the weekend as to what you did. Did you go out Friday for Black Friday? Did you get sucked into the madness? This is a post from a friend of mine yesterday evening. Leah said this. This is why I do not shop. The traffic near Concord Mills Mall is ridiculous on an ordinary day. What on earth? Do, you know, they have to be there. A human being could want or need badly enough to do that, do this weekend, to go out there this weekend. And she made reference to her son and her husband. They were across the street from the mall dealing with something entirely unrelated to Christmas shopping. And the father said to the son, "Hey, look, it's the entrance to hell." Isn't that great?
Oh my.
Traffic was bad. It was horrendous. In fact, I think I saw a story about 485 near Carolina Place Mall over the weekend. Horrendous. There were 4-hour backups from what I was able to see. That's just absolutely insane. And this leaves out just the madness of the spending and just all the tricks they use to pull you in. And we have now Charles, who is here to make his confession.
Yes, I have my shirt on that says, "I got sucked into Black Friday."
So what did you do, Charles?
Well, we started off by saying, you know what, let's go get the Christmas tree this morning. It was on sale, $10 off. I said, okay, hopefully no crowds. If there are, forget it, honey. We got there, no crowds, easy peasy, got the tree, brought it home, and it encouraged me to say, okay, I saw in the ad for Home Depot, you can get a 3-step stool for $10. $10.
Nice.
And cheap. I said, all right, we'll give it a shot, and if the place isn't ridiculously crowded, we'll go in. And it wasn't. It wasn't bad. The shopping centers I hear, yes, they were packed and you couldn't find parking, but the individual stores, in this case like a Home Depot, no problem. So I went in. Sure enough, they had plenty of those $10 ladders. That's all I went in to buy. Somehow, when I walked out, I had a new kitchen faucet set, a new bathroom faucet set, a 25-foot tape measure, a 24-piece bit driver set.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the $10 somehow turned into $150 being spent. I got sucked in completely. I did. So much so that we then went to Kohl's, and they didn't have what I wanted, but we got some more stuff there.
Oh, my goodness.
And that, yep, that's my story.
Charles, they saw you coming, and they loved every bit of it.
First and last time I'm going shopping on Good
Friday. Sure. All right. You mark this down, John. Next year, let's see if Charles falls for this again.
But just for the tree, and that's it.
Yeah, just for the tree. Always remember that. My goodness. A little bit later on, we're going to share with you about the presidential contest, at least on the Democrat side. It's funny, this morning I posted about yet another person who's dropped out. And one of the major reasons I posted this particular story is because I looked at it and I thought, who the heck is this guy? Was he even in the first place? We'll talk about this a little bit later on. And very, very creepy. Well, there's actually a couple of creepy stories about Joe Biden. I mean, this guy, he's just weird. I don't know what the deal is. We'll get to that in just a bit. First, I want to tell you about my weekend. Yesterday, after getting, you know, a reasonable amount of rest on Saturday, I woke up Sunday morning and I thought, you know, it was just one of those days. It was, you know what it was like yesterday morning. It was raining. It was cold. I was like, all right, get me out of here. And my thought was, I want to go somewhere warm with some sunshine just for a few hours. So I did a little research. I found the perfect place to go, Sarasota. Had it lined up. I was going to leave at 9:30 yesterday morning. I was going to leave the house at 8. I woke up, by the way, ridiculously early yesterday morning. It was like 5:30, and I couldn't go back to sleep. So that was another one of the reasons. I was like, I got this whole long day. What am I going to do? So when I saw what was going on outside, I was like, I got to get out of here. This is depressing. So Sarasota it is. So I hop in my car, get out to the airport, park. And one of the things I had been telling myself all morning is I cannot forget my wallet, because there are a couple of places I go and I keep my wallet. I take my credit cards out, credit and debit cards out of my wallet, and I keep them in my pocket. And I had my wallet in the glove box. And I kept reminding myself, do not forget to get that wallet out of the glove box and put it in my bag. In fact, yesterday, all I was going to take was a tiny little, what do you call those bags you carry? You know, you just wear over your shoulder. It was a shoulder bag, basically. That's all I was going to wear. I was always going to take with me. So I get to the airport. Everything's squared away, right? Guess what? I forgot to put my cards back in the wallet. I'm sitting in the parking lot at 8:45, ready to get the shuttle bus to the airport, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I do not have the cards with me at all. I have the wallet with my ID, but no cards. And I just sat there, and I just felt freaking defeated.
Sarasota would have been so nice and warm.
It was 80 degrees yesterday. 80 degrees in sunshine.
Not to rub it in, but, you know.
I was so...
What a thinking feeling that had to be.
I was just dejected. And all I could do is just start the car up and go back home, which is what I did. And I looked, first thing, I opened up the door, looked right inside. There are my cards right on top of the bookcase, right inside my bedroom.
Are you going to continue to separate them out like that, or are you going to keep them together now?
I'm going to have to do something different. That cannot happen again. I was so furious. Anyway, so there was a conversation I was intending to have with Bob Prater, who has been on this program. You may remember, I think it was last week I told you about Bob is in the midst of a book tour with my friend Wayne Jacobson and another lady. I do not remember her name. I will have to remember her name and meet her at some point. They've written a brand new book, and I've strongly recommended this, A Language of Healing for a Polarized Nation. It's Wayne Jacobson, Arnita Willis Taylor, and Robert Prater. I have been thinking a lot lately. I need to talk to Bob Prater. And this has been on my mind for days. So yesterday, I decided to place that call. Now it's time for a break. I'll have to tell you about that conversation because it just absolutely blew me away. Think about it. I'll just tell you. Bob's been a guest on this program before. Never met him. Never talked to him beyond that. But boy, was I blown away. I'll tell you about it coming up. Come for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back on the broadcast, I will share more of my story in a bit, but because Jerry has been very patiently waiting, I'm going to go out to him because he has a tale to tell about his first time Black Friday shopping. Good morning.
Hey, brother. What's going on? Great day in America, indeed.
Yes, it is.
This is my first time participating in a Black Friday, event sale or whatever, probably in the last, 12, 13 years, bro. This is my proof that the economy's doing great. I bought some gifts, and I probably spent about $1,000 on myself at the Costeria.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro.
By the way, did you get my gift while you were out there?
Nah, bro, I didn't get you nothing. You're wrong, man. You're right. But let me tell you something. When I ride down the street and I feel that bass boom, boom, just remember, Trump made that happen. Boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Make America great. Boom, boom, boom. Y'all out. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, thanks a lot there, Jerry. Jerry's always entertaining. I mean, I hope he's done with his Christmas shopping. I mean, as much as he spends, like, wow. I was just sharing with you about what happened yesterday, my disappointment with not being able to go anywhere. And what ended up happening, I told you, I'd been really thinking a lot lately about reaching out to Bob Prater. For some reason, I just felt like he was a person I needed to talk to. Well, it turned out this guy was an encouragement machine yesterday. I mean, it was off the chain, the things he was sharing with me. Now, I should give you a little background. He is a longtime friend of Wayne Jacobson. Those of you not familiar with Wayne, he's written a number of books. His famous compilation ended up being The Shack. He ended up doing the final product there and working to get that movie out. Wayne has shared just some of the details of just some of the personal things that have gone on. And without going into a lot of detail, I don't mind telling you that this has probably been, this would rank 2019 as probably my worst year personally. Worst year. Wayne had briefed him on just the major highlights or lowlights. And it was extraordinary, the things that, the encouragement that Bob shared, and it went so fast. In fact, at the end of it, we both looked at the time, we were like, we have been talking for 2 hours, never met before, and had just an extraordinary conversation. And I suspect we'll be talking further. In fact, at some point, I hope, I don't know what their plans are, but I certainly hope that the three of them come into the Carolinas at some point, and you'll have the opportunity to meet them and to hear about this project that they're involved in with this book. So, anyway, this is basically, to me, it's a Romans 8:28 story about things working together for good, even though I had in mind what I was hoping would be the plan for the day. There were other plans that God had in store. So it was a tremendous amount of encouragement. Just thought I would share that with you. Coming up, we're going to talk about some of these presidential candidates, including a candidate who has dropped out and a candidate who just seems to get weirder and weirder by the day. Let's go out first to Jasper in Gastonia. Good morning, Jasper.
Well, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just, you know, I don't know. What do you think? Do you kind of get the impression that the Kurds are being portrayed as Christians, or at least not anti-Christian? Is that, you know, we talk about, you know, because we're all over the world sticking our nose in everybody's business. But, you know, we never seen, I'm just curious, do you pick up on that, or am I, or is that just my wrong perception?
Well, I think there are some among these groups. And now, what is the concern? Do you think it's an effort at manipulation to get us militarily involved? Is that what you're concerned about?
Well, what I'm concerned about is the fact is that, no, the Kurds aren't Christians, and the Kurds do persecute Christians. Now, whether they're as bad as the Muslims, I don't know. But, you know, I know that they do not, you know, stand up. They prey on the Christians. And what I'm concerned about is all over the world, the most peaceful, powerful force for peace, the most powerful force for peace. Sorry, I can't speak right now. Mouth's too dry. But anyways, the fact that it's Christianity. And yet, you know, when we went, Saddam Hussein helped protect the Christians. Assad, you know, in Syria helped protect the Christians. But, you know, since we've been trying to get rid of him, you know, we've let loose the radical Islam. And radical Islam has been wiping out the Christians. And we've been backing those people to get rid of Assad, to get rid of Saddam Hussein. And the Christians have been the number one victims. And yet you don't hear anything about it.
Well, it's and I share your concern, Jasper. I do appreciate your call. I think there is an element in which the media certainly does not care in this particular area. And I've always taken the view the best thing we can do is just stay out of these things, because I think for believers in that area, I think that we've probably done a great deal more harm than good just by entering into sides with people that are not necessarily they certainly don't have America's best interests at heart, and they don't have the interest of Christians at heart. And I don't know anything better to do in many of these cases than just stay out altogether, because we seem to have made bad situations worse. On the political front, I told you about the presidential contest and how there's one less person who is running for president, and that's Montana Governor Steve Bullock. Have you even heard of him? Dropped out of the 2020 presidential race. It's funny looking at some of the comments that have been posted here. Drops out. I didn't know he was in. Who? Never heard of him. Who? When did he enter the race? I mean, this is hilarious. It makes you wonder, why do people get involved in presidential contests like this when there's absolutely no possibility, not only of winning, you're not even going to get a 1% showing. Why in the world would you do that? It's just bizarre. Whatever it is, it is just crazy. Vince, Thanksgiving is a time we're thankful and content for the things we have, and then rush off on Black Friday to grab things that we don't have but we want. Well, imagine that. Person who really enjoys Jerry. Jerry needs his own weekly segment. Boy, that would be a lot of fun. On Chick-fil-A, Vince, I wonder how many Chick-fil-A employees feel betrayed. The real issue with Chick-fil-A, illustrated by one of the articles I've read about the controversy, the director of corporate giving that they hired is a hardcore leftist, and they've switched from donating to groups that actually help needy people to virtue signaling by donating to groups that are politically correct. Eeh, not good. Not good at all. All right, a little political news here. We told you about the candidate who's decided to drop out that many of you never knew was in the first place. Now let's talk about Joe Biden. boy, there's a couple of creepy stories about Joe Biden. Are you sitting down? I hope you're not eating. Wow, oh my goodness. This picture is disturbing. Look at this picture, John. Isn't that gross?
What's he doing there?
Well, I'll tell you what he's doing there. Here is the headline in Business Insider: Joe Biden nibbled on wife's finger in a bizarre campaign stop moment. I'm dead serious. This still picture is like, oh my, that's just gross. Former Vice President Joe Biden inexplicably chomped down on his wife's finger during a campaign event in Iowa. Joe Biden had been speaking to a crowd and gesturing with her hands when her husband just leaned forward and nibbled on the tip of her index finger.
They said there'd be finger sandwiches.
Finger food. That is terrible. She appeared to just laugh this off. Oh, my goodness. That is, I'm serious. But it gets weirder. I really don't understand. There's another piece of audio we came across. And I don't understand what this guy is talking about.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I really don't. Are you ready for this, Johnny?
I think so.
Go ahead and play it.
Here I saw that made me aware when I was in law school, proudly for Holloway, proudly for your dad, first African-American state senator in the state of Delaware. Everything about. And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turned blonde in the sun, and the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what, the men, they're now all men, the guys I work with down here, and they're all guys at the time. They're all good men. Most of them made an awful lot of themselves. And Earl Larkin had a rough time. And some of you knew Earl.
Oh, gosh.
I came back as a public defender.
Just stop.
Some of the guys were guys at the time.
I'm serious. I really wonder about this guy. I do. He's not well. He really isn't. Oh, we've got to change the subject. That just creeps me out. Absolutely creeps me out. Let's go down to our upstate studio to take a look at the day in history. And our friend Lonzo, who decided to come back to work after taking off for a week without my permission.
I'm sorry about that. I'll ask next time. I'm trying to recover from he really enjoys kids jumping on his lap. That's just creepy.
Isn't that weird? Oh, my goodness. I do not want my children anywhere near this guy. Honestly, that is just weird. Let's take a look at four items on this day, and we're going to go back to the day before, yesterday, and also remember someone who is very, very important in history. What were you about to say, Lonzo?
That wasn't me.
Oh. Okay.
That was Mr. Joe. Biden. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Joe.
Gosh. Don't bring him back, whatever you do. 1804, Pope Pius VII crowns this person Emperor of France. I'll give you a hint. He's short.
Napoleon.
Yes, you are correct. 1861, this president delivered the State of the Union address to Congress. 1861,
Lincoln.
You are correct. The first chain reaction of this type demoed at University of Chicago. What kind of chain reaction was it in 1942? That's a big hint.
Atomic.
Nuclear. It was nuclear. We'll give that one to you.
Don't you have to split an atom in order?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make it a
brilliant?
I'm just saying.
Just brilliant. 1982, Barney Clark, the first to receive this. What was it? 1982. Made medical history.
Artificial heart.
Yes. You are correct.
Thank you for elaborating a little bit. I was like, receive what?
Exactly. It's helpful to completely explain that. I also wanted to go back to the day before this day because it was a very important day in history that people like myself would certainly appreciate. December 1st, 1955, that was the day Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery bus. And we also say goodbye to someone who died at the age of 95, Irving Burgee. Irving Burgee. You probably do not know that man's name, but you do know this song that he wrote for someone that became very famous.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the
yes, you know that song, the Banana Boat Song. Now, a lot of people associate that song immediately with the man who is singing that song, Harry Belafonte. But the song was actually written by Irving Burgee. He wrote this song. He passed away at the ripe old age of 95. Isn't that amazing?
And see, I associate that song with Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
And I'm sure that,
yes,
that John and Charles were back there doing the Beetlejuice
dance.
Yeah. During the thing. I mean,
John is doing that right now.
Mm.
Pretty cool song there. The Banana Boat Song. We remember Irving Burgee. Final stretch of the Vince Coakley radio program on this Monday. Over on the text line, some people not too fond of Harry Belafonte. As we know, this guy is quite a bit deeply on the left. We'll just put it that way. That's being very kind. I will not say the word that's used by Jim out of Easley. Jim, you should be ashamed of yourself. Just kidding. Jimmy Buffett credits Harry Belafonte with inspiring his singing career. Really? That's kind of unlikely. Also, person saying here, Freddie Mercury did that song, the Banana Boat Song, better than Harry Belafonte. Have you ever heard that version? I have never heard that
version.
Never
heard of that.
That is rather weird. Also this, how's this for a book title? The Creepy Ramblings of Joe Biden. Yeah, that would be quite a thing to read. Truly, Vince, whose side are we on? The spiritual war that's now sprung is the main event. Our adversary is very clever. Are we really committed enough to fight the good fight? Remember Esau, who gave up his birthright for a chicken sandwich? Actually, more so of meat. I pray I never get that hungry. That is from Vivian. That's an interesting way to characterize this ongoing discussion. What else do we have here to make sure I don't share anything that is not fit for air? We have this. I wonder how many Chick-fil-A franchise owners feel betrayed. The ones I know are real Christians. Yeah, that's something I'd be very curious to hear, to talk with people locally about that particular subject. A couple of important news updates for you. This one, the ongoing impeachment process the Democrats are carrying out. We've learned the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee is calling for Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff to testify before the panel in its impeachment hearing. Georgia Representative Doug Collins, the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, is the latest ally of President Donald Trump to call for Schiff, who's been leading the impeachment inquiry into the president, to provide testimony. The House Intelligence Committee is expected to allow lawmakers to review its impeachment report today, ahead of a scheduled vote to approve it on Tuesday. That report will detail allegations Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate his political rivals to help his 2020 reelection effort and withheld a White House meeting and $400 million in security aid to Ukraine. The House Judiciary Committee will then hold its first hearing on Wednesday to consider articles of impeachment with a panel of expert witnesses testifying. This ought to be a riot. Mr. Collins told Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace, first and foremost, the first person that needs to testify is Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is the author of the report. He said, if Schiff chooses not to testify, then I really question his veracity and what he's putting in his report. By the way, Schiff has told CNN he would not testify in a Senate impeachment trial if the House moves articles of impeachment against Trump to the chamber. He said calls from Republicans for him to do so signal they're not serious about what they're doing. Pot meet kettle. What an idiot. I mean, seriously. This guy has the nerve to talk about anybody else not being serious. It's pretty sad. Rather sad. Also, remember that tragic story that we had a couple of weeks ago, 9 family members killed in Mexico. We've learned now that several individuals connected with that family massacre in northern Mexico have been detained in an early Sunday operation. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador's office confirmed 3 suspects were captured in a joint operation by the Prosecutor General, the National Guard, and the National Center for Intelligence. Many of you remember that horrible day. 9 U.S. citizens, 3 women, 6 children murdered. November 4th, the victims, members of the LeBaron family, who were part of a fundamentalist Mormon group migrating to Mexico after polygamy was outlawed in the U.S. in the 1800s. This operation, carried out in collaboration with the FBI, follows an earlier arrest last month. 4 people now in custody in connection with this attack, the LeBaron family. They have a history in the country that dates back generations and includes encounters with drug cartels. Many of the family members are dual citizens, and they speak both English and Spanish. The victims in November's attack were part of the extended LeBaron family. A relative said they lived on a ranch in La Mora. That's a small community with a population of less than 1,000 dual U.S. and Mexican citizens. That ranch, located in a desert valley in Sonora, Mexico, about 70 miles south of Douglas, Arizona. It's good to hear that they've actually made arrests in this particular case. So many of us were alarmed and disturbed by this particular story, just really highlighting the depths of depravity to which this particular country has unfortunately sunk to in its ongoing drug war. A very, very sad story indeed. Hopefully, we can see justice here. By the way, one footnote on the impeachment story I did not mention. Trump's lawyers are making it quite clear they are not going to participate in the Judiciary Committee's impeachment hearing. They will not take part. This has been dismissed for quite some time as a scam, as a witch hunt, and many other things. But I'm sure Mr. Schiff will carry on without them. Do you have any doubt? Have yourselves a great day. God bless you, and take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.